TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ron Hubley is out. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610 is in. And I'm going to tell you, man, these old Mexican candies right here ain't bad.
Oh, we sure got another one, didn't we?
I'm telling you, them ain't bad right there. If you're looking for a little something, I'm telling you, this one right here ain't a bad decision. I mean, it may be a bad decision, but it's not a bad choice. I'm sorry. It's not a bad choice.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's one that I can live. Bad decision that I can live with.
Hey, man, let's go ahead. And I mean, the fire is that we are in. No, I wasn't ready to do that yet. I'm talking about the fire.
I was putting it to the side.
I said, let's go ahead.
I wasn't going to drink.
Oh, okay. I got you. I thought you was fixing to knock it back without me,
no,
man.
No, I'm not going to do that.
We are at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. Come on through. If you hadn't been to BB's Tex Orleans, shame on you. Shame on you. They got 11 locations around the city. They are known for their crawfish during crawfish season, but I'm going to tell you, it's about more than that, man. They got some tremendous food on this menu. I've had the gumbo and the boudin, which to me are Cajun staples that you got to have them down. You got to have them down, Pat, baby, if you're going to be a Cajun restaurant.
Hey, man, I'm working on the boudin balls from earlier in the show, man.
Come on.
Still got them right here, man. They had a little fried shrimp earlier. So, yeah, I didn't dip my toe in the water, man.
Mama's favorite Cajun dishes with a little Texas twist to them. So, come on out. And so that's where the fire starts, is at BB's Tex Orleans. But we do have big news today, and that is that C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie have been cleared. They are both officially cleared and out of concussion protocol. They will both play on Sunday, and – This is big news for several reasons, but this is a game that if you get this game, I don't think this is a must win. You don't think this is a must win?
It is not a must win. No,
I don't think this is a must win for the Texans, y'all. But this is a win that, boy, you can open the door of potentially winning the division if you do win it.
Yep.
And or show yourself a ton of grace. Give yourself a ton of grace moving forward in the games that you do, quote-unquote, have to win. So, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a big game for multiple reasons, and there's a big-time opportunity there for the Texans. And they get two of their big guns back in C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie. So, C.J. Stroud back. B. Scott, your first thoughts on just – we had a good feeling that he was going to be back, but now we know it's confirmed he's back. He's ready to go. Ready to rock and roll. Your thoughts?
Yeah, man, you're in a race to four, right? You're in a race at this point. Out of the six games that you have left, you really need to win four of them to feel like you're in a good position to make the postseason. Whether that's winning the division or getting in as a wild card, you really need to win four of those games. And so what winning this game would allow you to do simply would be to just knock off one of those four, right? To be able to check off one of four would be, I think, a tremendous step for the Texans overall, just in that pursuit. But then specific to C.J. Stroud, like I just look at some of the strides that we've seen the offense make at times, right? I think a couple of those things are Woody Marks and Jaden Higgins specifically. Like, their emergence in this offense over the last 3-4 weeks or so. Jaden Higgins specifically over the last couple of weeks. Like, I think you're getting C.J. Stroud back at a time now where Jaden Higgins looks like more of a man beater than he ever did back when C.J. Stroud was quarterbacking for this team before he got injured. So to me, that's great timing. I think if you're able to do what you've been able to do with your backup, you should be able to do even more with your starter out there. My only question and my big concern is how much are we talking about the benefit of preparation versus the downside of rust and having not done it for 3 weeks, having not played, aside from whatever the impact is of actually having the concussion. I don't know how limited he is or might be or what to actually expect of him. But if he's going to be out there, you got to at least hope and expect that you're going to get the real C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, look, I don't know what we're going to get, but I love the fact that he's officially cleared. I love the fact that he's got 10-plus days to prepare. I love the fact that he's been full go and getting reps at practice. That's absolutely huge. And then on the other side of that is Jalen Petrie. I mean, Jalen Petrie being available, him being part of this defense, it's not necessary for him to be available the entire season long against some of the lesser opponents.
He's a luxury item, for
but,
sure.
Yeah, but that's the key, man. When all of a sudden he matches up against an offense that's so versatile the way that the Colts are, he could be an absolute game changer in pass defense, rushing the quarterback, stopping the run. He's just such a great player. We'll hear a little bit from D'Amico later on in the show on Jalen Petrie. We'll hear that a little bit. The Texans injury report, the official injury report overall, is out. And as we mentioned, Jalen Petrie, C.J. Stroud, both full practice yesterday and today and will play. There was one concern on this list, and it was Will Anderson, chest. I don't know why there's a dash on this injury report for Wednesday. Did not practice Thursday. He was limited Friday. But D'Amico Ryans came out and said, hey, Will will be fine. Don't worry about Will.
The dash tells you that the injury wasn't there. There was no injury as of Wednesday. So that tells me that either they hadn't detected the injury or the injury must have literally happened on Wednesday.
Yep.
Right? Because everybody else has a designation that's been on or a categorization.
Well, wet Wednesdays, they'll get you every now and then. You know what I mean? It happens. Will, we understand. But D'Amico Ryans said, hey, don't worry about Will. He'll play. Fine. He's fine. Right? So, and then you move down a little bit further on this injury report. Blake Fisher did not practice Wednesday, was limited Thursday. He was full Friday, no designation, good to go. Trent Brown was limited Wednesday, limited Thursday, full participant Friday, good to go. D'Amico Autry, who, by the way, D'Amico Autry is one of those players you love to have him on your squad, but he's either making a damn game-changing play or he's causing penalty. Some penalty that's taking points off the board.
I want him though, man. He's a dog.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. No question. It's just one of those where it's like, damn, D'Amico, can we just meet in the middle somewhere?
I know, right?
I mean, good. I mean, I can think of 10 points he took off the board, the block in the back on the interception return for a touchdown and the roughing the snapper on the field goal.
But also block your field goal, too.
Yeah, no, he got a couple of them, too.
He can get to the quarterback.
They know about him
out there in Indianapolis. That's where he was at one point. So, yeah, man, that's how I know about him. So, yeah, man, he's a dog.
It looks like, according to this injury report, we are all clear. I mean, Johnny Carter and Jamal Hill are out, but everybody else that was on this injury report have no designation and looks like they will play.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, let's flip over to the opponent here, the Indianapolis Colts, Daniel Jones. I don't know if you guys have heard, but Daniel Jones has been dealing with – it was first communicated as a lower leg injury. It's turned into a fractured fibula, which everybody says somehow, some way, nobody around him is concerned. It's not a big deal. He's going to play through the pain. It's not a weight-bearing bone in the lower leg. And then a video surfaced of Daniel Jones yesterday, I believe it was, at practice, and it doesn't look like he's moving well at all. It looks like it hurts like hell. So that's the latest on Daniel Jones in terms of what we've seen and kind of just painting the picture of this lower leg injury. Now, the injury report for the Indianapolis Colts Friday, November 28, today, Neville Gallimore, one of the defensive tackles, used to be with the Cowboys, followed Eberflus, mm-hmm. I'm assuming. Isn't that who's there?
Well,
no. Eberflus is in Dallas.
He's with the Cowboys now.
Anarumo is in.
Anarumo was in Cincinnati and is now in Indy.
Yes, but Gallimore used to be with the Cowboys. Is where I was going, right? This is a Gallimore that came out, I believe, Oklahoma. Was with the Cowboys and now he's with Indy. Nonetheless, he's a defensive tackle, good player. Been full all week, no designation. He's rolling. Sauce Gardner back. Limited participation on Wednesday. Full practice Thursday, Friday. He is going. Daniel Jones, that old fractured fibula. Limited in practice Wednesday. Full participant Thursday and Friday. He is going to go. And again, those around him are saying zero concern. Kenny Moore, the nickel defender for the Indianapolis Colts defense. Ankle, no designation Wednesday, Thursday. Full on Friday. Looks like he's going to go. Charvarius Ward, groin. Limited in practice today, and looks like he's going to go. I think the one takeaway from this injury report for me is that all three of the Colts' defensive backs, their top three cover guys in Sauce Gardner, Charvarius Ward, Kenny Moore, are banged up to some degree, and on this list at all is a plus Texan.
So let's paint this picture for the people here real quick, just so you have a sense here. The Colts' defense, the best thing really that they got going for them these days is that secondary. And those guys are banged up. Beyond that, they don't necessarily stop the run particularly well. They're okay against the run, but they're not great. I think they're actually vulnerable against the run. They don't get after the passer all that great. And so CJ Stroud is coming back on a week where you're going up against a defense that doesn't really threaten you in this pass rush. You can get after them a little bit in the run game. And the best thing, their most redeeming quality, is their secondary, the fact that they can match up with you with their corners, and those guys are hobbled as well, and you got your fully healthy set of pass catchers and Nico Collins, Jaden Higgins, Christian Kirk, you found something, Davis Mills, and Nick Cayley at least did in the last game against Buffalo. What a perfect timing and opportunity here to go over there and make some noise against this Colts defense that isn't all that impressive in a few impressive spots that it has.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are somewhat injured.
Well, I tab this as, for me, the part of the Colts defense to watch. Like, D'Amico Ryans went on and on about how big and how long. You know, you got Ward was like 6'1", 190, 195. Yeah. And then you got Sauce Gardner, 6'3", 200. And then their nickel defender, obviously, is a good player. This was the part of like, hey, man, we hadn't really seen the Texans against this kind of secondary. If we have, it hadn't been very often.
Right.
And to know that all of those guys and their quarterback are banged up at the very least to some degree,
yeah,
that's advantage Texans. So there you are with the Colts injury report after today's practice.
5 o'clock fire.
Well, sound like that old muffler right there is popping, man. Mm-hmm. On the college football front, obviously got a monster game that's going to kick in about an hour and 15 minutes. Texas A&M in Austin, big game. Look out now. I got some family that's going to – there's going to be a cat fight at the house tonight, y'all. And got one Longhorn, one Aggie. Boy, it's going to be a fight. But the college football action that has that's gone on today, I think the headliner obviously was Ole Miss, more so for Lane Kiffin than necessarily the game. The Egg Bowl, Ole Miss wins 38-19. That's the first 11-win regular season in Ole Miss history. They are 11-1. They are – one of four teams right now in the SEC and SEC play that have one loss. One of three, and then you've got A&M,
yep,
who is undefeated. So the SEC championship could be, could be in question tonight, depending on how this thing goes. So Ole Miss beats Mississippi State. We are awaiting a Lane Kiffin announcement of whether he's going to stay at Ole Miss or he's going to go to LSU or Florida or elsewhere, but those are the two teams that are in the mix. So we shall see. Also, Utah beat Kansas. The significance there is Utah was playing for a potential spot in the Big 12 championship. Although it's a small percent chance, they do still have a chance to get in if the other three teams, if it all falls according, the dominoes fall accordingly. Iowa beat the brakes off of Nebraska 40-16. And then the game right now that is rolling that I think most folks are watching is Georgia Tech. It's a 16-6 game. Just started the fourth quarter, and Georgia Tech has the football. The old A&M quarterback, Haynes King, still alive, yeah, making a little noise.
Still making it happen, man.
Could potentially win 10 games at Georgia Tech. That's wild. Well, they went through some quarterbacks with Jimbo, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Haynes King, you see that Willie Fritz at U of H has got him one. He got Connor Wegman over there.
Calzada was at Kentucky.
I saw Calzada at Kentucky. Yeah,
he done went off the deep end with that NIL money. He got benched for a freshman and ended up throwing – he's on Instagram throwing money around like he's a billionaire. So.
Hey, man. They only live once, I suppose.
I suppose, man. I'd rather not show it off on Instagram.
No.
If you don't have a stream, don't show it off.
No.
Stack it, don't show it off.
Do like James Brown said, bury your money in the backyard. That's what he need to do.
That's right. Also, Arizona State tonight. 2-8-3 teams. Arizona sneaky. Arizona State has been the team in Arizona's getting all the talk because of what they did last year. But Arizona quietly running up to 8-3. Arizona State, same record, in-state game. Tonight, that's another one that's going to rock and roll. But obviously, the Texas A&M game.
Is this similar to Texas? And did they go a stretch there without playing? I feel like maybe
who
Arizona and Arizona State.
Well, they were both in the Pac-12, so I don't. Weren't
yeah.
They?
Well, they. I tell you what, they were always the Black Friday game or the day after Thanksgiving game, right? It was Texas and Texas A&M, and it was Arizona and Arizona State. My whole point being, it seems like all is right with the world in terms of tradition and getting the games that you're used to getting this time of year.
Yeah, interesting. You made a point earlier about the Texas A&M game that was interesting. What was that stat?
Yeah, it's actually the highest-ranked Texas A&M head-to-head that we've had since 1977. Forget even the fact that they went a decade-plus without playing each other. It hasn't been since 1977 when my mama graduated from high school.
Well, that's when
the last time.
That's when I was born, Chief.
That these two teams were this highly ranked going up against each other. So it's literally a generation since they've been this good at the same time going against each other.
We shall see. We'll keep you up on this Georgia Tech game, and as well as if Lane Kiffin makes an announcement. I imagine that's going to come on a nice big stage scheduled somewhere. He's going to get the most juice out of that squeeze as he can.
Oh, yeah.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, on the NFL landscape, I had forgotten there was even a game today. But it was a good one. Actually, the Chicago Bears at the Philadelphia Eagles. Chicago goes into Philly and beats Philly 24-15. Philly was down 10-9, had the ball inside the 10-yard line, and Jalen Hurts fumbled a quarterback sneak, and Chicago just opened a can on them and ended up winning 24-15. I would say that Chicago seems to be for real now, yep. Sitting at 9-3 atop that division. Who would have thought that? Chicago atop the division with Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota looking up at Chicago. And then Philly slips to 8-4. You'd think they were sub 500 the way that they act up there. They slip to 8-4, and with another rough offensive outing, I would say there's probably going to be a little bit more drama up there Philly way.
Yeah, it's bad enough that you would get the fumble in the red zone on the QB sneak, but really I'm just looking at the fact that they couldn't do better than score 15 points. This is exactly what, and I don't necessarily agree with his method or the way that he's going about it, but this is what A.J. Brown is talking about, right? Like, this is exactly what he's talking about, the fact that they got all of this talent, they just won a Super Bowl, but for whatever reason cannot get out of their own way, or at the very least just be a little bit better than this. I mean, they had 9 points till late in the game. You got 15 to end the game. They should be better than this. They definitely should be better than this.
Well, yeah, they should be able to shift gears. I don't have a problem with what their identity is. I mean, I think it's how they win and how Jalen Hurts. You got to build it around Jalen Hurts. He's just not a guy that's going to dissect the defense consistently. It's just not who he is. It's not his strong point. But you've got to be able to shift gears when need be and be able to go get teams and score points. And, you know, I think it's fair to argue whether they're able to do that right now. There's also an argument out there that their offensive line is injured.
Yeah.
Their offensive line isn't who they were. They haven't changed schematically so much as they're just not the same group that they once were. And
they
so,
don't run it as well as they used to. Certainly not as well as they did last year.
Well,
so that's a big difference.
You know, we'll see. We'll see how they right that ship. I tell you what, if I'm going to have problems – to any degree, those problems are smaller at 8-4. They're less of an issue at 8-4 than they are if you're sub 500. So,
yes, correct.
They clearly got a good thing going. If they can be 8-4 with all this controversy, then they got a pretty good organization. All right, the Colts and the Texans this Sunday. It's a monster game for many reasons. The NFL's top scoring offense versus the NFL's top defense. What are the key matchups in this game? We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610. Yeah, Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. We are rocking and rolling at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. And we'll be giving away a couple of tickets. Texans, Colts tickets. We'll be giving away tickets here in the next break. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Tickets in the next break. Got to be here to win them. Got to be here to win them. Need a ticket in that. Make sure you got a ticket in this raffle box right here. Got to be here to win a pair of tickets courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. All right, the Texans got a big matchup. Big matchup this week with the Colts. This time of the day, into the show. Last time you're going to hear from us before the Texans kick on Sunday. Key matchups, B. Scott. Key matchups in this game. We will get to the Texans win if we'll get that in the next segment, but right now, just key matchups in this game. Give me your top couple of matchups that you think impact the outcome of the Texans-Colts game on Sunday.
So, this matchup is key. I'm going to admit, in part, for the entertainment factor of it, but I think that it is a key matchup, and that is not just Nico Collins and Sauce Gardner, but I'm going to go on both ends. Collins, Gardner, and on the other side, depending on how they attack Collins, I don't know if they'll just let Gardner handle him by himself or if they'll shade coverage over there. But I'm looking at Tre'Davious Ward against Jaden Higgins,
yeah.
Right? The Ward, Higgins, Collins, Gardner, whoever gets the one-on-one, and I don't know what the game plan is going to be, but whoever gets the one-on-one or the most one-on-ones, the outside corners versus the Texans outside wide receivers is, to me, a major matchup, especially with C.J. Stroud coming back, knowing who his man beaters are, knowing how C.J. Stroud, we've seen historically, how much he trusts Nico Collins in these man-to-man situations, Jaden Higgins being somewhat of a revelation over the last few weeks. That's a key matchup for me.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. I'm going specifically with Nico Collins, though. I don't think the Texans have a chance of winning this game unless Nico Collins gets off. We watched George Pickens yesterday do his thing. I mean, when you look at these big games like this, and I know there's a couple of teams out there that have multiple players like the Cowboys who got CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
Yep.
But, you know, you look at last night, Ja'Marr Chase went off for 100 and 110 and six catches or something like that. Like, this is one of those games where it has got to be a circled matchup. When the Indianapolis Colts acquired Sauce Gardner before the trade deadline, this has to be a game where Nico Collins circles that game and says, this is one where I got to show out. Not only does Nico Collins got to show out against Sauce Gardner, and is that a key matchup, but we got to talk about it. We'll talk about it in the next segment. But C.J. Stroud has got to find a way to make sure he feeds Nico Collins the way Davis Mills fed Nico Collins. I think in the two games, hell, you can argue the four games, because he played mostly in Denver as well. Those were the heaviest targeted games for Nico Collins. So I think the key matchup for me when the Texans have the ball is Nico Collins, Sauce Gardner. But I do like where you're going with it, is all of the wide receivers versus their secondary, because I do think their secondary is a problem. When you look at the two corners and the nickel defender, I don't think they're as good as the Texans when they're healthy at those three positions, but they're good. They're damn good.
Yeah.
They're damn good. And to your point, is can Higgins do what he's been doing against a really good corner?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's a good question.
Can Kirk do what he did last week against a really good corner, and not when he's matched up on true linebackers,
right?
And things of that nature. So I do think those three guys in particular. I'm rolling with Nico Collins, but you can roll with Nico, Christian Kirk, and Higgins, because those are the three guys that are going to get most of the run and are going to be up against what I would think is one of the better trios of cover defenders in football. Again, not quite on the Texans level, obviously, but a really good group of cover defenders. All right, now I want to flip over to the other side of the ball. When the Colts have the football, this is going to be an interesting one, but because he's kind of down a list. You know, you start rattling off the weapons that they have for the Colts, I think it's going to be a while before you get to my key matchup here, but I think this is going to have the ability to swing the game. We know that the Texans, not necessarily so much this year, but in the past, this defense, their issue is big plays.
Yep.
Right? And, hell, we've seen this guy with a different quarterback. We've seen him go get a couple of big balls.
Yeah.
Alec Pierce versus Kamari Lassiter.
A burner now.
I think getting him on Kamari Lassiter, more so from a size advantage than a burner, but he can absolutely burn. I'm going to go specifically with that matchup. I think they're going to target him multiple times in this game and try to swing field position and swing momentum. And I think Alec Pierce is going to be the one that is a key matchup with Kamara.
So this is an interesting one to me, because Alec Pierce is absolutely a dude that can change the game in the favor of the Colts. I do know from listening up there to some of their radio and some of their podcasting and broadcast up there that one of the criticisms of Shane Steichen is that they haven't done as much with Alec Pierce as they would like. They would like to see more of Alec Pierce. So does he take – I'm sure he's not listening to what the fans are saying, but does he take on that challenge and try to do more with Alec Pierce? Is he a game breaker? I don't know. For me, it's more so of – like, Alec Pierce is his own thing, but it's more so of daring Daniel Jones to beat you. Like, I love the idea of the Texans loading up that box, and we already know – that Shane Steichen doesn't like to run Jonathan Taylor against loaded boxes. But just to say, hey, Daniel Jones, with your one-legged Daniel Jones, I'm a dare you to go out there and find the Alec Pierces and Michael Pittmans of the world and Downses of the world and see if you can be the one to beat us the way that you were beating teams early in the season. He's not playing as good as he was earlier in the season. Yeah, he's obviously injured, as we've seen that hobbled leg. And I think that, and this is another thing, he hasn't been as good against the blitz. I don't know how much the Texans plan on blitzing. We know Jalen Petrie is going to be back. It's not a heavy blitz team to begin with. But Daniel Jones against the blitz from weeks 1 through 8 was brilliant. Daniel Jones against the blitz since week 9, and I know he's a veteran and he should be better against the blitz, but he hadn't been very good.
Yeah.
So him against the Texans' pressure and them sort of daring him to beat them as opposed to allowing Jonathan Taylor, who they know is great, to beat him in the run game.
Well, it's going to be interesting, because I do think there's a matchup, a key matchup. Less than – I like to talk one-on-one. I mean, the groups are obviously the matchup. But, you know, I think stopping the run and Tyler Warren is going to put a lot of pressure on the – the linebackers.
Yeah,
I think that's a key matchup as well. So when you got a team like Indy, man, that does so much and they're so they're so multiple on offense, it's hard to pinpoint one thing. But the big play aspect of Alec Pierce has bit us in the tail before, and we got to keep it from happening again this time. All right, y'all. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can dang sure count on Sundays with the NFL on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games all season long, including our juicy Week 13 matchup between the Texans and the Colts. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we're at that time of the show. The Texans win if the Texans win if. We'll tell you how they're going to get this dub next, right here on Sports Radio 610.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Live from BB's Tex Orleans and Pearland, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, we made it. Last segment of the show. Gave away a couple of tickets, Texans-Colts tickets to the last game of the season. Those are good as gone. Academy Sports and Outdoors. It is a football Friday. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making it happen. We gave away four Academy gift cards here today, as well as a big shout out to our Houston area Ford dealers for those Texans tickets, and Tomball Ford for that free oil change. Appreciate you. We'll thoroughly enjoy that one right there. We got the big news today. We'll hit it real quick, because not only did we get the good news of C.J. Stroud is cleared out of concussion protocol, so is Jalen Petrie. Both of them big announcements, both of them obviously star players on this team that are going to help us win some games down the stretch. Let's start with, we heard from D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud today on the show. Let's hear from D'Amico Ryans first. This is D'Amico Ryans on Jalen Petrie, just how important he is to this defense.
Yeah, Jalen. He opens our playbook up, you know, the full playbook. We can do a lot of different things with Jalen. Everybody sees he's been a dynamic playmaker for us, right? Whether it's in the run game or passing game. I mean, the kid flies around. He plays with his hair on fire. I just love watching him play the game of football because he does it in such a relentless way. And he's going to be in position to make a ton of plays, right? We know offenses have to have awareness for JP and where he is at all times because he's that type of impact player for us.
Well, there you go. That's the kind of guy you're getting back. You got Jalen Petrie back in the fold, that nickel defender. Now they're whole in the secondary with the exception of, obviously, the safety down MJ Stewart, down Jimmy Ward, down C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but that hadn't been a problem. You got
the rookie Jalen Reed out there.
You got Reed out there that's playing well. Jalen Petrie is back. That's a big development, or at least a big confirmation. We had a good idea that they were going to be back. Now, C.J. Stroud, as I mentioned, is back as well. Here's C.J. Stroud talking about being back in the fold and off of concussion protocol.
Yeah, just see how great our defense is, you know, and if we can just, you know, find a way to score in the red zone and, you know, find points, I think, you know, we can go as far as we want because, you know, we have a really, really strong, talented defense. And it was really good to see, and for me, you know, to see from a bird's eye. And that's been the case, you know, but it's a little different when you just get to sit there and watch and be like, dang, other quarterbacks got to go through this. Like, I got to, you know, when I get back, I got to make sure I make plays and put these guys in position to win and, you know, reward them for stops and then turnovers, you know. So I think that's huge. Our special teams, you know, playing well. And then, you know, offensively, you know, I thought we did really solid, but I think we can take another step as well.
Well, for our Texans win if segment, obviously, if they get those two guys back,
it's
going to bode well for winning games. So they're back. B. Scott, your take, the Texans win Sunday at Indianapolis if.
The Texans win Sunday at Indianapolis if they simply run the ball effectively. Now, I'm not saying that's all they need to do because we need C.J. Stroud to have a big game. We talked about Nico Collins having a big game. I mentioned Jaden Higgins needing to have a big game.
Yep.
But I think a lot of that, kind of similar to how I feel like the Colts want to operate, everything kind of starts with the run game. I think that they can open things up so much if they're able to run the ball effectively. And this is a key part with the Colts, and people don't really – I don't know if they watch them enough to understand this. It's not so much that they're as good against the run because they're not very good against the run. What it is that teams haven't really had an opportunity to run against them because they've been playing from behind. The Colts so much and so often this year have played with a lead to where the opposing team hasn't really had that opportunity to run it down their throats. I feel like the Texans win this game because – and if – they are able to run the ball effectively. And I think that's to me, where it all starts for the Texans. If they're able to run the ball, I think they're able to play keep away from the Indianapolis Colts offense, which is good. I know Daniel Jones is hurt. But if they're able to keep the ball away from the Colts and run the ball effectively, I think that they'll win this game. And that'll help them, I think, in the red zone as well.
Look, if they're able to run the football effectively, they can beat anybody in the damn league. I mean, because if you can run the football effectively, and that's gonna create one on ones outside. It's gonna create the play action. It's gonna make it easier for the O line to protect. I mean, if they can run it effectively, because effectively to me is a little bit more than just complimentary. That means, hey man, we're gonna run it when we get out there on most of our drives. We're gonna run it, and we're gonna stay ahead of the chains, and we're gonna be able to do our get our play action rolling, which means you're impacting the linebackers, and you're able to throw it over their head. You're forcing the defense to put an extra man in the box, those kind of things.
Yep.
If they're able to run it well, they can beat anybody in the league, and they can damn sure beat the Indianapolis Colts. Now, the Colts are one of the best teams in the league, and until their record says otherwise, I'm going to believe them. We'll see what happens on Sunday. I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud. I think C.J. Stroud's got to throw. He's going to throw for 250 or more yards. I don't think this is a game – I don't think this is a game where you're going to be able to nickel and dime yourself to a 75% completion and throw for 180 and win this thing. I don't think this game is going to be a game where you protect the football, you don't turn it over, you stay ahead of the chains, and you win. I think there's certain teams that you can play that style of football against, whether it's because their defense dictates it or it's because their offense can't score. I don't think this is one of those games. I think this is one of the better. I think Indianapolis is for real. I think this is one of those games where it's going to take all three phases.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I can't believe we did a whole show not talking about how bad the special teams have been.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of weeks.
And conversely, Indianapolis special teams is spectacular.
Yeah.
So yours has been bad, and theirs is notably good.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud's got to throw for over 250 yards. C.J. Stroud's got to have a day.
Yeah.
I think early on they're going to put it in the hand. They're not going to let us run the football. I think they're going to force us to they're going to try to suffocate us and force us to throw it, not just throw it, but throw it mid-range and try to get the quarterback to hold the football, kind of create some of the problems that we've seen in the past from the Texans. But I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud throwing for 250. Now, you know, a big part of that is what we saw from Christian Kirk last week. Has he really arrived, or was that just a flash in the pan? Did he make a couple of plays because he's been on the damn field so much?
It's fair to question, because he has not been he's been noticeably not explosive this year.
Yep. And is Higgins really a man beating wide receiver already? Because I think he will eventually, but already.
He's a problem, man. Like, we've seen a couple of times, not just has he beaten man coverage, but also where he's caused a penalty, like caused a pass interference penalty, because he runs across your face and you go, oh, wait a minute, he's too big, he's too fast, what do I do? And then a guy reaches his arm out there and grabs him. Like, he wins one-on-one battles, but he also puts, I think, the defensive back in the bind and makes them have to make a really tough decision.
Yeah, I think for me the jury's out, right? I mean, a lot of what we've seen that's turned into points, which are the bigger, you know, more wow moments for him, have been catching the ball inside the corner, outside the safety, or, you know, catching a seam route when it's a perfect play call and it's schemed up against that particular zone. Now, we saw him last week was contrary to that, right? We saw him last week win on a cut split go route, and Davis Mills hit the DB in a damn back.
Yep.
Right? We saw him score a touchdown on the cross face Texas route, little post route underneath. So last week was an exception to that. Which one is he?
Yeah.
Right? It's a better secondary you're going to face. Can we really line up in this more of a stagnant offense that Nick Caley wants to run? Can you really line up? They're going to roll a safety over the top of Nico Collins and take him away. And can Christian Kirk and Higgins do their thing against this particular secondary?
Yeah.
How real is it? You definitely need them to.
Yeah.
But how real is this? This is a big game for Jaden Higgins in a sense of following up on what he's done, because there's no doubt he's coming, and it's a beautiful thing, but can he do it in a monster game like this against a better secondary? Yeah,
and I was with you earlier on, you know, feeding Nico Collins, but if it turns out, and I suspect that this is the case, we'll see, jury's still out like you said, but if it turns out that they've got a man beater not named Nico Collins, whether that's Jaden Higgins or Christian Kirk or whoever it is, they got somebody that could beat man coverage that's not Nico Collins, we're cooking with grease here. We're cooking with grease. We're talking about something here.
Fish grease. It's an absolute game changer for the Texans. I said it earlier this week. If Jaden Higgins is for real, and if he turns it, because it's not only is he playing better, but he's significantly more confident as you watch him every week. And he's becoming – you see that dog coming out of him. You see him beating the man. You see him – you know, winning consistently, and the quarterback feeding him, overfeeding Nico.
Yeah, finding the end zone, I think, does a lot. I mean, just a young player like that, a rookie, finding the end zone a time or two, what that can do for their swag and confidence, what that does for the quarterback's confidence in you, seeing you catch the ball in the end zone, I think it goes a long way.
Well, I'm glad our keys to the game here couldn't be any further apart. You got them running the ball. I got CJ to throw for 250. Yeah.
So how about they do it all?
So we compliment each other. Hey. Each other well.
Hey, run it down their throat and throw that go ball. Let's go. Let's beat them 40-0. Why not?
You know? That is absolutely beautiful. All right, we've got a few minutes left, man. What's your score prediction, man? You got a score prediction? prediction for anybody today?
So on the show yesterday, I did 30-27, but I also admitted this is when I was on with you guys on Wednesday.
Have winning it?
I had
the Texans winning 30-27
when I was on the show on Wednesday, but I also did have the caveat that it doesn't have to look like that. Like I got it being a high scoring game just out of respect for what the Colts offense has been. Now that was before I realized how bad that leg really was for Daniel Jones. But that's in respect or out of respect for the Colts offense and with anticipation that CJ Stroud would be back and that they're playing indoors. Like it's a November game and in Indianapolis indoors. So I don't see why these offenses shouldn't be able to let it loose other than the fact that you got the number one defense out there in the Texans. But aside from that, there should be plenty of opportunity for them to go out there and put up points. I got the Texans winning a close one, 30-27.
30-27.
It's rich.
57 pints. Huh?
It's rich now.
What is the total in this game? Do we have?
It's not. Yeah, that's definitely going over the total. It's got to be.
You're up there, huh?
That's definitely going over the total. Let's see. I got college games.
46
up.
And a half. 47. Boy, you're way over the total. Not way over. Would you say 30-27?
Yeah.
57. Yeah, you're over.
Yeah,
10
I'm
points.
I'm over the total. Yeah.
Golly, man. I was gonna say. I'm gonna go 24-21 Colts.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 24-21 Colts.
I think that's a reasonable score.
I know it hurts. It's painful, man. But I think that's the Colts are a really good football team, and I think we're coming, but I don't think we're ready to go on the road and beat the highest scoring offense in the league. That's where I'm going.
Not after you watched them take down the MVP and the Buffalo Bills Thursday night football in front of God and everybody.
It was impressive. This is a different animal, man. They got some dudes now. They got some guys. They can run it. They can throw it. They schematically come at you a million different ways with what they do offensively. And
if Jonathan Taylor's running the ball, it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night if Jonathan Taylor is Jonathan Taylor. Well, all bets are off at that point. My idea is predicated. They got to stack that box and they got to determine that Daniel Jones with one leg is going to beat us. And that's what it's got to be. That's what it's got to be, man. It can't be Jonathan Taylor.
That is Brandon Scott. He is in for Ron the Show Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. We are at BB's in Pearland. Big shout out to everybody that came out to the show, all of our winners. Big shout out to all the people at BB's, Tex Orleans. I'm going to tell you, I'm serious business. When I come to BB's, I feel like I'm in South Louisiana. I love the vibe in the building. The food is always tremendous. Now, I'm a big fan of everything from crawfish etouffee to boiled crawfish to boudin to gumbo. I love it all. It's my last meal. If I do indeed know when I'm going to go, I want that as my last meal one day. But the people, man, all the people that are here typically, as well as definitely the staff from Brooks, who owns the place, all the way down, tremendous people, great vibes. Always a treat to be in the building. I encourage everybody out there, if you have not been to a BB's Tex Orleans location, I encourage you to get to one soon. Gather your friends, gather your family. If you're watching games or just grabbing a meal, get it done. There's 11 locations around the city, so you ain't got to travel far. If you can hear me right now, you don't have to travel far. It doesn't matter if it's crawfish season or not, baby. The food is off the charts. So get down to the nearest BB's. And big shout-out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making it happen. Big shout-out to our Houston area Ford dealers. Byron, back in the studio for keeping us rolling here. Hell of a job, my man. We greatly appreciate you. B. Scott, thank you for sitting in for Ron, the Show Ugly. And until Monday, go Texans. And we love you, Houston.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.